Welcome back into Game Time, everybody. Just reading at the break here about Tom Dundon. Makes me question my life. 46 years old, evidently. Owns a hockey team and one of the early investors in Topgolf. So, Tom, I got a one-finger salute for you here in the studio. But good on you for taking advantage of what you had the chance to do. Coming out here, got a quick little email here for you. Equitable Bank, 1620 The Zone, inbox. Oh, got a couple of people ask me. Nope, for a couple of you that, sorry about this, this is a shameless plug. A couple of you that asked, no, we don't close early. I'll be there till 10. So if you need to get some late night snow pizza, we'll be in. We'll be getting her done. George's been there.
I recommend it.
You a Mio Dio guy, yeah?
Yep.
Fire chicken, cream cheese, pepperoni, yeah. Verse Robin didn't exactly portray a whole bunch of confidence. He gave us the reason to base it on defense, defense, and defense. Eventually got to put the ball in the hole. Who are we going to rely on to do that? That's, if I was going to really like get down to it, give me James Palmer Jr. driving, getting fouled, shooting the long-armed semi-fadeaway bank shot that he makes or he made so often last year. Glenn Watson like hitting I'd love to say first shot, but maybe one out of his first two he has to hit because he's down on himself quick. And great competitors are that way. They get down on themselves quick. You just can't let it affect the rest of your game. Nebraska defensively may begin to go and just start to mud up games, just make them as ugly as possible. Get in there, keep them ugly. Keep them close. Thomas Allen's a guy, you know, I'd love to. Maybe that's it. You just drive, slash, and try to kick to guys and hope somebody hits some shots. Hope's a tough strategy in a game, though. It's tough to hope that you're going to get in there and make the shots that you need to make. Lays out pretty good, I think. You hate to be the way it started, and I've probably beat this into the ground. The way it started, I never thought you'd be in this position, right? Everything was going so well. And then it all went so wrong. That's the piece I don't understand. Like I don't, the talent didn't change from everything that we knew. Nobody was hurt. Somewhere in there had to be a change in mentality, a change in mindset. When you were riding the heater, you were riding. Life was good. Then he laid a couple eggs in the middle, and then he lost 7. Not the toughest stretch you've had in the history of it, right? But that's, I don't know. That's, yeah. I'll bet it. I don't know if I'm going to bet Nebraska. I'd love to. There are places, there are buildings, and I do believe 100% in just a voodoo hex. If this is a mentally tough team are like, yeah, that's just a bunch of dogs. They're going to go in there. Doesn't matter what's going to happen. They're going to win. I hope that's what I leave this game with. I hope when Nebraska was in this, they come out of that with a W. You bet. I mean, okay. It is Penn State. Keeping all things in perspective, they went on the road. They went at Penn State, a place where they've struggled forever. I will be pleasantly surprised and very happy if that happens, if we can get that to shake out. I want to have that shake out. Because I do think this, guys made choices, right? And nothing in life's guaranteed. Palmer, Roby, Cope all came back. All want to be a part of it. And man, I was just talking to Foreman on our pod, the Foreman Verse pod. But he brought up names, right? Morrow's up at Marquette. Jacobson, and you get those guys to stay. Whatever happened, I don't know how you hate to look back. And, you know, I'm the first guy to say, hey, if they don't want to be here, it's okay. Don't let them. Don't let it, you know, don't let it happen. It is what it is. It's all happened and gone. But, wow, that'd be nice. Be nice to have that. One more out of the Equitable Bank zone inbox. Verse, how in the world can Nebraska make a game look uglier than they already do? Listen, bud, we're to the point of this now. Just score one more point. 48-47, 41-40, 67-66, don't care. Just as long as you get one more. That's where it's at right now. Do you really think Harper's going to end up at Philly? The Phillies aren't always the first to open up the checkbook verse. It would be interesting to see that, especially for the National League East, see what could come out of that. I'm trying to figure who's going to go after Harper, right? And maybe he ends up at the Nationals. Like, there was a guy I saw on the internet. It was pretty good odds. I think it was plus 200 to bet that Harper ends up back with Washington. After this is all, that Washington's the one's going to sign him. At first, I didn't think it was happening because you'd had so many suitors, right? But that's just the market's going to dictate what the market dictates. And in essence, I don't know. I'd love to know the behind-the-scenes number. Are you asking 10 years, $400 million? Are you asking $40 million a year for Bryce Harper? Could I? I mean, I don't know of a player that I could pay $40 million for. Yankees, they're the only team. I mean, love to see that. Love to get down into the number of somebody that's a baseball. Maybe we'll get a baseball guy on and just talk to him. I mean, holy crap. See what happens out of that. But then Husker 23 says, Verse, Penn State is a measly 9-16 this season. Why are they still favored by 3? Because it's Nebraska playing on the road. Would be my bet. Vegas don't miss many bills. They pay them suckers on time. Those lights stay on. There's a lot of them. And I've bought a couple bulbs in my day. We'll take a break. We'll come back here. More Game Time, 1620 The Zone.